We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Good evening, or good morning, or even good afternoon. It's good evening for me. I thought it was about time I published my latest podcast. It's been a little while, a couple of weeks, I think. And basically today, I just wanted to share with you a meeting I had with a children's author. The lady's name is Elaine Watkins, and she's written three books. And she only started writing in 2011. And the reason she began writing was because she was giving stories or making up stories for her grandchildren. And she actually thought, well, you know, why don't I write some books? Because other children would love this. And so her first book was published back in 2011. She's had a second book published more recently called Billy Bobbin at Mystery Farm. And her latest book, Tornado 9, will be published on the 29th of February 2016. The reason I met up with her, because with one of my other journalism hats on, I was doing an interview with her for another publication. And I took the opportunity to actually record a very brief chat with her, because I thought it was quite interesting. And the reason was, I just wanted to show to people, I suppose, that it doesn't matter who you are or what age you are, if you've got something inside you creatively that you feel like you want to do, then go and do it. And Elaine has proved that. She had written some poetry that had been published previously, but she'd never written a novel. And whilst I haven't read any of her books, the preview of Tornado 9, I think, is very similar to the Enid Blyton books or book. And basically, it's a bit more modern. But she's very keen to, I suppose, to look at the life of young people in a sort of more golden, sort of as you remember your own childhood way, you know, going off, well, in my case, going off into the hills locally, very young and with friends, just going into the fields, running around, going on your bikes, which you don't really have the opportunity to do for your own children nowadays, or a lot of parents certainly don't allow their children to have the freedom they used to. So I just thought I'd share the little chat I had with Elaine and just share her thoughts on why she's writing and a little bit about it. So Elaine, you've had three books published now.
Yes.
Before we focus on the books specifically, I mean, when did you start writing and what was it that inspired you to write children's books in the first place?
I first started writing my first book in 2011. What inspired me was my own grandchildren, really. I've always liked writing and reading, and one of my grandchildren is already writing stories herself, and she's only nine.
So you've got a bit of competition there, really.
Yes. Yes.
So you were writing books for your grandchildren, or stories for your grandchildren, effectively.
Yes, or for any children that would like to read them.
Okay.
You know.
And then obviously you realised that there was a wider audience for these books. So is that how you got into sort of publishing them much wider than just close friends and family?
Yes, yeah. Quite a lot of children have read my books. They've been in the schools and library to read them especially.
Okay, good. The first book that you wrote, was that one that you had written for your grandchildren specifically, or was that one that you put your mind to as such to say, this is a book I want published as such?
Well, it's just that I wanted it published. It's called Poppy Bridges Unusual Adventures.
Okay, and what's that book about then?
It's about a young girl and all the adventures that she goes on.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. And I know we'll come on to your latest book, Tornado 9, and obviously Billy Bobbin at Mystery Farm, which was your second book. But do they have the same theme running through them in the sense of it's all about children sort of getting along, sort of being polite, if you like, and things like that? Or how do you, is there a theme that runs through them all?
Like when I was a child, everyone got on with one another. We all had groups of kids that played together, and they're very similar to that, really.
Okay, good. So moving on to Tornado 9, where does... First of all, if you could just explain what the theme to the book is about, what's the story about?
It's about a young girl that wanted to set up her own gang, if you like, or group of children, all her friends, and just to help other people.
Okay. And was it based on anything in your life at all, or anybody you know, or is it just something that a story that you wanted to write and it was in your mind as such?
Well, it was the sort of thing that I grew up with. I always had plenty of friends, and we always did things for other people, helping them out, and yeah. This is what this is all about.
Wow, okay. And your grandchildren, obviously, are your, if you like, your critics, I suppose, in many ways. I mean, how have they read the book yet?
They haven't read the latest one, but they're all waiting to buy it, so...
Good. Okay. And where do you see yourself going? I mean, do you see yourself building up a series on the theme of the Tornado 9 book, or will you write some more that are different but along the same theme of young children in play as such?
Yes. It won't be along the same lines as Tornado 9, because I like to do different stories. And I'm already starting another one, so...
Okay. Do we know what that one might be about at all?
It's about a couple that buy a large mansion and turn it into a school.
Okay.
For young children.
Oh, wow, okay. And then just finishing off, really, I mean, how do you... Obviously, you hope your books are... Well, they are obviously being read by a lot of young people. I mean, do you hope that... That theme that runs through them as such of almost the kindness and the playing together and being groups, children playing together. Such. I mean, do you hope that they actually latch on to that instead of the life that they may lead now of just their heads into Facebook or social media on their telephone and things? I mean, do you hope that some of them will actually go out there and play like I suppose like we used to as such?
Yes, well, we hope so. Yeah, would be nice if they did that today, like what we used to do, play out in the streets and things like that, you know.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.